Good morning and welcome to our worship service on this Good Shepherd Sunday. We begin with a prayer to our God and Savior. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we are gathered here today to hear your word and to worship and praise your holy name. Grant that we may be strengthened in our faith and love by your holy word. Give us the comfort of knowing that with Jesus, your Son, as our Good Shepherd, we truly have nothing to fear, but know that he works everything in our lives according to your plan and for our good. Hear us and bless us for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn is This Joyful Eastertide. Please rise. I invite you to follow our order of service that's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the bottom of page 2. We begin our worship service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, we stand in awe of you. Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and each other that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus, he gives the power, to become the very children of God and gives them his Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, your Son Jesus Christ, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. We pray this through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Our first reading for today is a responsive reading of Psalm 23. As I mentioned at the beginning of the service, this Sunday is often called Good Shepherd Sunday, and you'll see that theme that Jesus is our Good Shepherd throughout our scripture readings, our hymns, and our sermon for today. We read responsively then Psalm 23 on page 5. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading for today is from 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll read verses 19 through 25. Glory to you, O Lord. These words were written by, of course, the Apostle Peter, who was one of Jesus' sheep who did stray and denied him three times. He reminds us in the last verse of this reading that we were like sheep going astray, but we have been returned to our shepherd, the overseer of our souls, Jesus Christ. For this is favorable, if a person endures sorrows while suffering unjustly because he is conscious of God. For what credit is it to you if you receive a beating for sinning and patiently endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is favorable with God. Indeed, you were called to do this because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you would follow in his steps. He did not commit a sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he did not insult in return. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself carried our sins in his body on the tree, so that we would be dead to sins and alive to righteousness. By his wounds, you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but you are now returned the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Here ends our second reading. Praise to you, O Christ. Please rise. Let's join now in confessing our faith in the one true triune God with the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 6. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We'll continue with our next hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, dear fellow sheep of his flock. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from John chapter 10. We'll read verses 1 through 11. Jesus speaking here and says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. It is one of the most endearing and comforting pictures of Jesus in the Bible. The Good Shepherd. Just the thought of Jesus guiding us, providing for us, and protecting us like a good shepherd fills our hearts with peace. If you look at the picture in your bulletin or on the printed copies of the sermon, or when you heard again the words of Psalm 23, like we did today, the fact that we are one of the sheep whom Jesus is caring for and calling by name, doesn't it give you a sense of comfort and contentment? That is essentially the theme of that first line of Psalm 23, contentment. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," meaning I shall not be in want. There is nothing more that I need. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus, our good shepherd, is all we'll ever need. He is our maker. He is our provider, our protector, our guide, and our savior. No one else has, and no one else can do what Jesus did and still does for you and me. So yes, that title, the good shepherd, certainly fits Jesus perfectly. Unfortunately, as you might also know, the description of sheep fits us perfectly as well. And despite the fact that we are stubborn, helpless, wandering sheep, we are his sheep. By God's grace, each one of us can say that the good shepherd is my good shepherd, the one who guides me and cares deeply for me. Peter, one of Jesus' sheep who had gone astray, wrote in our New Testament reading for today, "For you were like sheep going astray, but you are now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Our good shepherd also made the ultimate sacrifice for us. In fact, it is that sacrifice that Jesus points to as proof in our text that he is the good shepherd. The last verse of our text, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." His saving sacrifice for our sins on the cross is also the basis for that true, abundant life that we enjoy through our Good Shepherd. Many people, even those who claim to be Christians or confess to be Christians, make the mistake of interpreting that verse where Jesus talks about the abundant life as being just this life, the things of this life, physical blessings, material blessings. Now, it is true, Jesus does bless us in those ways beyond what we can ask for, beyond what we deserve. But those blessings are not what truly make our life abundant. As our Good Shepherd, He is looking out for and taking care of all our needs and wants, especially for our souls. He's looking out for all our needs, especially our spiritual needs, so that we truly do lack nothing. Do you have desires and needs in your life? Are you daily facing what seems like an insurmountable task or insurmountable difficulty or obstacle? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel at times that you are uncared for, lost in this vast sea of humanity that surrounds us? Well, Jesus knows. He knows you, knows that you are hurting. He knows all our needs, and He cares. He's the one helping us through each one of them because He knows each one of us sheep individually and personally by name. He knows us even better than we know ourselves. Jesus says in our text that His sheep hear His voice. He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. What a comforting phrase that is. He calls His own sheep by name. Our Good Shepherd knows your name. The voice of our Good Shepherd is the trustworthy voice that calls to us and gives us life and gives us truth. His voice, the very voice of God Himself, is found right here in His very own words, the Bible. Listen to that voice of your Good Shepherd. Don't just listen to my voice. Don't just listen to the voice of men like me who are called to be His under-shepherds. Listen to His voice directly, the voice of your Good Shepherd. Get acquainted with what He has to say to you. Get acquainted with what His voice sounds like by picking up the Bible and reading it for yourself. Listen and learn what He has to say to you about this abundant life that He has given you. Listen and learn what He wants to not only give to you, but also where He wants to lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. As the sheep of Jesus' flock, we should exhibit these same characteristics that Jesus mentions in our text. Verses 4 and 5, these are some of the admirable traits of sheep. He says, and when He brings out His own sheep, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. No matter what society tries to tell us, no matter what highly educated and intelligent people may try to tell us, no matter what our friends tell us, our parents, our family members, or even our pastor, no matter our hearts, feelings, our minds, thinking, no matter what feels reasonable, fun, or even good, the question we should always ask is, what does my Good Shepherd say? What does Jesus say? And then look to the Scriptures and listen to His voice. He knows best. He is the one who came to give us life, true life, abundant life, which means He came to give us a life that is beyond this life. Again, when many people make the mistake of interpreting Jesus' words there in verse 10 concerning this abundant life that He refers to as only being the things of this life here on this earth, it is a mistake. Think about it this way. Could Jesus really give us an abundant life here on this earth if there was no heaven to follow it? No eternal life? And the answer, of course, is no. In fact, Paul answers that question for us. He once wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 about the resurrection. He said, if our hope in Christ applies only to this life, we are the most pitiful of all people. Jesus' main purpose in coming to this earth was to save our souls, to give us eternal life, everlasting life in heaven. That's why it's important to remember that in this text, Jesus also, or he doesn't just call himself the Good Shepherd, he also used another illustration. In fact, the people didn't understand his first illustration, so he starts to explain even further, and he says he is the door. In verse 7, he says, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And again in verse 9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is the door, our door to eternal life. The promise of heaven, of the eternal green pastures, of joyful life in his presence is what gives our life true purpose and true abundance. It is a life that is focused on and led by Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who safely leads us in the green pastures and the still waters of his word. He is the one who leads us in the paths of righteousness, who comforts us and guides us safely, even through the valley of the shadow of death, in this life and at life's end. We have the peace of knowing that our Good Shepherd promised that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That little word all is so important in Scripture, isn't it? Mercy and goodness will follow me not some of the days of my life or most of the days of my life, or it has an expiration date up until this many years of my life. No, all the days of my life. But never forget that David ends that beloved psalm with a reminder of the greatest blessing, our destination in the house of the Lord. That is where our Good Shepherd is leading us. Not just to live a more righteous life, or to experience financial freedom, or to bring healing to our relationships, or to just give our life some purpose here on this earth, or even to give us the best life now. No, David ends his psalm with the confident words based on the promise that our crucified, risen, and ascended Savior and Good Shepherd is himself preparing a place for us, a mansion in heaven, and that he is the door by which we enter the house of the Lord forever. That is true abundant life, a life with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, a life given to me and you by Jesus, our Good Shepherd. What more could we want? Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord today, we invite you to do so by placing it in the offering plate in the entryway of our church. We continue our service with our next hymn, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. Please rise. We have several prayer requests for today. First of all, prayers of thanksgiving for Wayne's daughter, Michelle, who recently underwent successful surgery to remove a tumor, which turned out to be benign. So we thank the Lord for the successful surgery and for getting her through that situation, which was very frightening. We also pray for some of our St. Stephen members who live at a distance. We pray for Joe Dyke and his family, his mother Margaret, who was 102 years old, was taken to her heavenly home this past Monday. Also for our brothers and sisters in Christ at the Forever Easter House, there are a number of them who requested prayers for our service today. One of the people who's associated with the Forever Easter House was unfortunately attacked by a man named John Lee, and we pray for both their safety and protection and her safety and protection, but also for the man who did the attacking, that the Lord would turn his heart. He is in prison right now, and we ask the Lord to turn his heart in repentance to him and to stop him from those violent acts. We also pray for Jason, who is undergoing what he believes are spiritual attacks. We also pray for his father, Steve, who is suffering from heart and lung failure and does not know the Lord, and also his friend Sarah, who's undergone cancer treatment recently. We also pray for Joy St. John, who is one of the directors of Forever Easter House. We thank and praise God for the healing and restored health he's given to her, and also for an upcoming appointment with a neurosurgeon that hopefully will give her continued health and strength. Any other prayer requests for today? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Jesus, our good shepherd and our Savior, we are comforted by your presence, your protection, and your provision for our lives. With you, we truly have all that we need for this life and the next, for you gave up your life for us and rose again and are the door for us by which we enter heaven. We give you thanks and praise, dear Savior and Shepherd, for watching over Wayne's daughter, Michelle, for giving her successful surgery. We thank and praise you, Lord, that the tumor was benign. Please restore her to good health, and please fill her heart with joy as we rejoice with her in praising you for your restoration and your protection of her. We thank and praise you, dear Lord, for the blessed and long life you gave to your daughter, Margaret Dyke. We thank you for the family and friends you gave her and for the incredible blessings you bestowed on her during her 102 years of life on this earth. Most importantly, we thank you for making her your child through faith, for leading and guiding her in your word throughout her life, and for being with her in the valley of the shadow of death, and finally bringing her to your house, O Lord, where she will dwell with you and all believers forever. Let this truth give your comfort and your peace to Joe and his family and to all those who loved Margaret. Encourage them with the joyful knowledge that we will see her again on the last day when we are reunited in heaven because of you, dear Jesus. Dear Shepherd, we ask for your protection on Tracy and for all of your sheep at the Forever Easter House in Sacramento. Please watch over them and give them the comfort of knowing that you are there with them in this troubling time. We thank you for keeping them from harm and for bringing John Lee to justice. We pray for his soul, dear Jesus, that he would turn from his wicked and violent ways and repent and turn to you for forgiveness and a new walk of life in your paths of righteousness. Please guide and protect Jason with your rod and your staff, dear Savior and Shepherd, and remind him that you have already defeated our great enemy, Satan, by your death and resurrection. Protect him from the devil's attacks and deceptions and relieve his fears. Move his heart to trust fully in you, knowing that you're right there with him, even in times of fear and doubt. Please also be with Jason's father, Steve, who is suffering from heart and lung failure, and up to this point has refused to put his trust in you. Dear Savior, move his heart to trust in you and to believe in you as his Savior from sin. Be merciful to him and bless him as he goes through this physical and spiritual trial. Bless Jason's friend Sarah, who has recently undergone cancer treatment and surgery, and turn her heart to you as well for comfort and for salvation. Be their guide and strength through all the trials of life, and by your grace, give all of them saving faith in you and in the end, eternal life. We praise and thank you, dear Jesus, for your healing hand and for the improved health that you've given to our sister Joy. Please bless her appointment with a neurosurgeon this week, and give her the treatment and recovery, if it is your will, to give her improved health and quality of life, that she may serve you in joy and righteousness all her days. Please continue to bless the ministry of Forever Easter House and all who are served there with your word and your love. Dear Shepherd, be our continual presence, our comfort, and our cheer in every journey that we must make through the dark, shadowy valleys of this life. Satisfy us with the green pastures of your word, and there nourish our faith. Quench our thirst for righteousness with the refreshing streams of salvation. When we are oppressed on every hand by troubles, distresses, temptations, sickness, sin, and heartache, when life seems too difficult to endure, teach us to turn our eyes of faith to you, the Good Shepherd, and to cast all our cares on you. Answer our anxious cries, for only you know what is truly best for us. Refresh us with your help and guidance, with your protection and your healing. Especially when we walk through the valley of death itself, we pray that you would be with us, dear Shepherd and Overseer of our souls. Dispel the gloom that surrounds us with the bright promise of salvation, filling us with joy and confidence as one by one we journey from this life into heaven. Cause goodness and mercy to follow us the rest of our days. Hear us, merciful Savior and Shepherd, and hear us now as we pray in your name, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. You may be seated. We close our service today with the hymn, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me. I invite you to stand for the last verse. You may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus, and pray that you've been blessed through the message you've heard today. A few announcements from the bulletin. Next Sunday, we'll have our Bible class and worship service at the usual time. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in May, so we'll be celebrating communion next Sunday. There is a possibility this week that I will be being the officiant for the graveside service for Joe Dyke's mother. If it happens this week, it will likely be on Thursday. He's been in communication with me, and I'll be going down there for that service, either this week or next week. I didn't put it in the announcements, but I put it in the calendar. Our confirmation, our catechism class will be having its catechism party this Friday, and we are going with the children to California's Great America for their party. They're very excited about that, and that will be held on Friday of this week. In your mailbox is a church calendar for the month of May. There is a notification about the Pacific Coast Women's Retreat that will be held in October. If you'd like information about that and registration, please check the website that's listed there in your bulletin on page 11. There are some VBS flyers in the entryway. Please take some with you. If you know of anyone that would like to send their children to our VBS, please spread the word. If you know of places in your area where you can post flyers, please take one to put on a bulletin board and help spread the word there. There's a sample postcard that looks like our flyer in the back of your bulletin on page 12 with all the information for our upcoming VBS, which will be held July 24th through 28th. Any other announcements for today? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.